Duke Energy has withdrawn a request for state permission to use an additive at its coal-fired power plants that caused problems 2 years ago with Charlotte's drinking water. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Duke told state environmental regulators in a letter last week it will no longer use a chemical called calcium bromide to remove mercury from coal before it's burned. The idea was to keep mercury out of the air, says Duke spokeswoman Erin Culbert.
We thought that might be one of the options that we needed for mercury removal for TIMI air standards. But since then, we have had really good operational experience, and we know that we can meet those standards consistently without the use of bromide.
Duke began using the chemical at plants on Lake Wylie and Lake Norman 4 years ago. Bromide in the leftover coal ash found its way into the lakes and into Charlotte's water supply. Bromide by itself isn't a problem, but when it combines with chlorine used to treat drinking water, it creates cancer-causing compounds called trihalomethanes. Charlotte Water found those compounds 2 summers ago. Duke voluntarily changed its process and the system returned to normal. But environmentalists worry Duke could start using the chemical again, says Catawba Riverkeeper Sam Perkins.
Duke said they would stop using bromides, yet at the exact same time they were starting the repermitting process for their power plants, and they continued with these permits asking for the ability to discharge more bromides.
So this spring, the Southern Environmental Law Center challenged the permits on behalf of the Riverkeeper. Duke's Culbert says there's no connection between the decision to withdraw the permit language and the legal challenge. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.